This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
So here we are today. So this is not a story. This is my story. I know we might have seen one woman out there. We know some that is when they get pregnant with the wrong man. That's the word. So we must talk about it. It has a lot to do. Because there is a man Badura. Is that the only thing we do? Our young girls must be aware of this because when you get married, the young men must know this. In fact, the whole world needs to understand that it's not just the end, it is just another phase. When I gave birth to my son, for more than 2 years, I keep telling my husband one thing. I said, I am still looking for myself, both physically and mentally. He was always wondering that, what was I looking for? Because I am a smart lady. I have just 28 inches in waist to me. Now after childbirth, it has gone to 34. I am conscious of my look. And then I was looking for myself. Every morning I wake up, I tell you, rah, I am finding myself. Then after 2 years, I think I am seeing a beautiful. I am still on this journey. I cannot sleep again. After your son, you know, if you have a baby, you wake up middle of the night. So rather I wake up every middle of the night, with or without anything pursuing me. So this is a real thing, it's a real thing. So let's just open up. I'm just showing you myself. If you don't know us, we own media house in Washington, USA. What do we have? We are just interested in redefining Pan-Africanism, bringing the best out of Africa. I be Dudu Pikin. Dudu means that. When you see yourself as a black woman, are you looking for bleaching cream so that you will become like the white? Don't. I've been using Ori for more than 10 years. Meat with nothing. Some will say, oh my arm, see if you rub it. Me. At least people have been with me and I don't smell. So these are some of the things. I took this journey to rediscover myself as an African woman. I don't want to be the second fiddle. So you are here today, you are the Wonder Woman. The young girls there, you are the next one we are waiting for. So when it's time for us to talk about the other young girl, yes, me. Okay.
That is the woman behind the scene. Yeah, one in it. Hello everyone in the phone. My name is Ambagana Adjoki Ade Nashibuya. Nashibuya originally. We heard a lot of things from Adjoki Ade. Wow.
So far.
I don't know the reason why, most of all, we refuse to understand that this life is a journey. And then life is in phases, and then life, and then earth itself, it moves on. Man are incisive, life is in phases. If you don't foresee what, then you don't foresee anything. What that means, you don't know. To ba kowa di si oko, ta to ba pe si oko, ta to ba ku wo di oko, kwe baga. Women, home and abroad, if you listen to all, this is Good Spirit FM Pan Africa Radio. Obiri, without women, there is nothing. It is women in a home that there is. Men say that, well, I was once a bachelor, if I met you. Thank you for being a bachelor. Thank you for being a bachelor. But without us in there is nothing that can be nothing. Everyone just come there and close it. Take a for call day. But once there is women in that house, you know that, wow, so clap yourself, appreciate yourself for you being a woman. Appreciate yourself. Just know that you are a wonderful person for being a woman. Don't talk down on yourself. Don't because of the stretch marks, body fat, this and that, this is happening. Your shape has changed. These are changing. You just like, you don't want to yourself. Why do you want to yourself? Sherry, but I was sitting down, she wants to see, Thank God for my husband. If you say they were anyway, oh, till a mustache will be really bad for people. You don't know how a woman will look until she starts giving breast to people. That is why you're like, ah! I say you're not my anti-ability! So, that is how it is, everybody. So, as we move on, let's put our heads together as we call unto our Mrs. Barista Shimelo. Come and explain some things to her. Because there are a lot of things that we need to do. Should they start like
home? And along with that, you want to break the table.
Yes, we want to break the table. Yo. What is it? Yeah. And also, I hear you be saying happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm really happy to see you. Don't worry, I'm not coming for because I know that you have a lot of things to tell us. Don't go and waste your wire. What about messing with bad? Go and do that. Don't go and I'm going to go in. Cherry, other room, I'm going to move you.
Yes, that is the chairman.
Yo, that's the chairman of today. So please, my step forward, Mrs. Chidelo. Let's put our heads together for Barista Chidelo. So, ma, first of all, I give you
food. Go down, no.
See, let me tell you something. She had a lot of achievement. She had two children. At university presently.
Woo!
Two children at Landmark University. And I have to take care of my mother. But you know, it still surprised me. The barista. How would you go? Would you be the barista? He's like, Tommy! Come back here! And then the first just call you. Hello, ma. Have you forgotten the boss? No, ma. In case it's tomorrow, my son will not go to prison. No! Mama, calm down. Okay, what are you doing over there? How do you cope? Don't choose this years. Ah, you strong woman, please just tell us in the middle. How do you cope? And then marriage was there, your career was there, children was there. How did you manage these three phases? And then you were successful in it. Explain to us in the details.
Wow. Just made me start catching my mind back.
Whoa.
Like when Adjoke was saying that she was trying to get herself, I had that experience after I gave birth to my second son, that's my third child. Fortunately or unfortunately, I had a few of my different siblings. I won through the power. But only my first son, I had through the power. The other three siblings. So after I had the first child, I wasn't really expecting to see it, but I was in labor from Friday. I went for antenatal, while at antenatal, then my wife came out, and she came out, which is normal. So I wasn't allowed to go home again. Then my husband was in contact, he was at the back. So I had to call him. They said they were not going to repeat it, I just want to pay rent. No banking this thing. So I had to start looking for friends. Now, please, are you available? Are you available? Someone said, well, I said, please come to the hospital, come and take the house key. Go and get me my hospital bag since they refused of that from leaving the banking hall. So sometimes I tell women, I said, I always tell people, I said, when you're pregnant, from my own experience, anytime I'm talking to women, I said, when you get married and you get pregnant, start telling yourself, Chinelo. You are the one going to face
the death. This is to the spirit of South African Radio.
I always tell women, you have a lot of cases, women passing on. My husband said they should not do CS. My husband is my husband that it's your life that is at stake. It's not the man's life. I love you, no rich people. I tell women that. My husband lost me so much, he does not get labor room. I lost my mom when she was giving birth. She died. My dad is remarried today. So I love you, no ritual. But once your own ends, the man gets another woman that takes over from where you need to stop. And may God help you that he doesn't get a wicked woman that will be wicked to your children and will stop them from achieving what they are meant to achieve. My dad stayed for 10 years. He wanted us to be grown up before he married. Despite the fact I was in university, I knew what I went through in the past. I was that imagining if I were younger, that means I wouldn't have come. marriage is as bad as that. I always tell women, forget what your husband thinks about sex. Forget what the church, the pastor tells you about sex. The pastor will just have to believe that and do the ceremony before you go to the church. Think of your life. If the doctor tells you that it's this sex that will save you, go ahead and do it. But the important thing is for you to be what? To be alive. Not what the doctor said, not what the pastor said. Hebrew women, Hebrew men. To me, the definition of a Hebrew woman being is the mother is alive, the child is alive. CS, maternal birth, whichever way. Mother be alive, child be alive for a Hebrew woman. Irrespective of how different you are in the world, nobody can take that away. You see the woman that will be birth to CS, you will be hiding it. For God's sake, what? Why should I be hiding the fact that I'm a mother of four children? I got a star. I have a star to show up the fact that I have three wonderful children. Sometimes my children will like, ah, mom, this. I say, yes, that's the star that I feel like I brought up. And I'm not regretting it because when I see my children, I don't have children. So we should not, part of the problem we have, we women, I tell people, we women have our own problems. There is no way, whether you like it or not, that you will be that you will not have physical changes. Because the hormones that at work, when the child was growing in your womb, will definitely change your body. So I always tell women, before you pray, probably because I had a relationship with elderly women before I got married, as I got married, I had to get close to some elderly women, listening to them and everything. I was prepared enough for what I would see in childbirth, marriage, and all those things. So some things do not really take me by surprise. So when a woman is pregnant, so many things, the hormones are being produced. And I'm not a medical lawyer, but I read a lot of books that helped me, and I asked a lot of questions. In fact, when I go to another, once my first doctor sees me at UCH, they say, and I'm not, I don't come. Better than I ask. Because there's no drug to do for me that you not tell me the reason why I should take it. The doctor said, I've been with it. I said, Oga, this is my right. I'm paying for this. I have a right to know why I'm taking what I'm taking. Say, my are not coming here. So once he sees me, he said, what are your questions? Because he knows that if he doesn't answer me, he will not see the next patient. So I'm as good as that. I can be troublesome when I want to be troublesome, and I can be lovely when I want to be lovely. It depends on the way you approach me. You determine the way I think about you. You come nice, I come nice. You want to be harsh, I show it to you. So when I had my second son, which happened with my third child, then I wasn't expecting to have a child. Because my first son, which is the second child, I gave birth to 5 years later. Then after, when I gave birth to the first and the second, I was walking, taking them to early in the morning, rush to daycare. I got a daycare close to the office. During break, rush check on them, come go back to the office. I had a boss that if he sees you going out, this is another you. You're not the only mother that is practicing. You know, every time you are going to check on your children, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not going to check on them. I want to buy something. I have to lie sometimes. The dog can check on me. Pretend to go and buy something. I might just buy this and come back. Just so that if you think I went to buy something, because I'm wonderful at that. It's not easy. That's why I said, when she was coming, I have to try passing my mind. Sometimes when the children were in this city, I'll bring them to the office. Thank God that the desk in my office got down. Especially my first son, he rarely cries. So it was easy, I'll put him under the table. So my boss would not even know my baby was in the office. I'll do what I'm doing. The child, sweet baby, doesn't cry. Unlike my daughter, I didn't try it to my daughter because I know she definitely exposed me. Everybody will know that the baby is now. But my son, once he has eaten, he sleeps off. So my boss will be talking to me, not knowing that my son. So when he goes, I check on him, give him notification, doing everything, wasn't an easy journey. But today, thank God, that was a girl at 300 level. The boy is in 100 level. I'm back in university today. My second time to guest at the last.
This is to the spray.
It wasn't an easy journey. And like I said, during the second time, I said, I laughed at myself. I was like, I didn't plan this child. I really wanted to get to some parts in my life before children would come again. God, why did you bring this child? In fact, during the pregnancy, I was crying. I would go for another, I would cry. Because what I said, because this is not your fault, I said, you don't understand. There's a particular place I wanted to get to. But for this pregnancy now, when you're calling for one to pregnancy, you pay your child, some days you pay for, you are not in the mood to get up, just force yourself. So I have to stop some of the plans I had because of you. And when after I give birth to the baby, sometimes when he's crying, I'll just ignore him. I'll just feel that the baby is crying, I'm thinking. That's why when she was talking about it, I said, yes, that's natural depression. Thank God people now know about it. But there was a time nobody knew there was anything like postnatal depression. Even some men would be shouting at you that, tell your baby now, your baby's crying. Not knowing that the woman is going through a lot of things, a lot of stress. And if the woman is not together, she can't take care of her baby. She cannot. So while all these things were going on, my husband had, because my husband, once in a while, he went postnatal with me, so he knew about it. He had to call my dad. And he knows I love my dad so much. I'm the only daughter, so that relationship. My dad called and said, I lost your daughter. So I don't want to be with you like that. That's the first thing. He said, whatever it takes, not to myself. Because you are the only one that can really get out of it. No matter what someone tells you, truly. You just like someone that is that lost a loved one. No matter what people tell you, if you don't talk to yourself, you can't get out. So I started telling myself, truly. We took care of our mom, we took all care of our family. So why can't we take care of our mom? He's the handsome guy. Please say this, he will do this, he will be a proud one. I said something to myself. So sometimes when he cries, I'll talk to myself. I say, I love you. I know I'm going to the Lord, but just know I love you. I love myself. I will get through this. I said talking to myself. And after about a few months, I was able to get your mind because I was talking to myself. That period I was depressed, I had to resign from the place of work because I couldn't cope going to work when I was there with a child. Someone would say, I've been living in the first time. So it's not that depression can come at any time. If it be after the fifth child, it's not because someone has given birth. So when you say, but she, your father would say, she be actually given birth, it doesn't matter. It's not that depression can come at any time. Just show the people love, let them know that you care for them, and definitely. My husband, if without at that point, you have to be kind for the back, because sometimes he will come home, he will see that dog bigger, and see people tattered and everything. So he knew it was a serious situation. He had to be kind for them to take some time. So that when he's supposed to be at home, he's going to be at home. So that's why it's by June, I'll be 20 years in marriage. I don't think it's because he had to also die from his place of work because he told me sexually that I don't know if I can see better. So if I lose you, I don't know how to stop. So it's not easy, but combining with, and sometimes that's why as I set up my own office. Considerate, I have a baby, she's pregnant, someday she will come, so I don't feel like it's just romance. It will also help women if employers are understanding it. That sometimes, especially when you know this lady is not this type, there is a difference between you know this person is lazy and want to hide under it. And you know this person is not this. The person called and said, Oga, today I don't care myself. I'll just tell her, need care, just relax, rest. The next day, you see her come in public, and it will help because she has rested. That's what is working. If I insist come to work, the thing will keep affecting her. By the time she will to bed, most times that's what you need to that person after depression. Because stress is part of the thing. That pressure you put on the woman, that stress also affects the woman to go to after depression. So let's try to do that. And then we women too. When we see another woman going to bed, let's say because she's not going to bed, what's our project? What is there? This one, because I told people, I said, forget all this, our women say. They say women encouraging women. Women, we are our own independence. Sister-in-law with first wife. Mother-in-law with first wife. You've never heard of a father-in-law first wife. It's always mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law that doesn't want a mother-in-law, a mother-in-law that doesn't want a daughter-in-law. Like, when I came in, I'm Igbo, I married to Yoruba. So, you know, culture shock. From my culture, you don't need that. And I'll not enter somebody who's not telling me that. My place, look at when you are praying to God, it's only God that is asking you to come my place. Even if you want to renew that for your dad, that is our culture. Then you now come to somewhere that somebody expects you every time your 2 minutes must be on the ground. First, I had to, from the first day I told them, I said, please, if I'm a white woman, you don't force me to do that. So let's not be wicked to ourselves. Not so that my culture does not appreciate this. I will respect you the best that I will respect you by this time. Just know that I'm not you. But I know if you go that you're not bad, you're not bad. You will not force your people to neighbor. So look at me like you go off your land. I had to clear it from the country before I got married.
Then you think this will not get respect.
I told them, I said, I will respect you. That's what I told my husband. I said, I cannot pretend to be who I am not because I want to marry. That's another problem that women have. They pretend so that they will take them in. By the time they enter, they will now show this is me. Then they will start having issues. This is not the person who is guys. This one. Some will go to see their fiancé. They know they are the lazy type. They will force themselves to wash clothes, to cook, to do everything. Then tomorrow, by the time they are married, they don't do it again. The man will start having issues. I've done a lot of reporting that I don't do that. My request of God, this man, I see you as a professional. That's why anytime I have people to talk to young girls and boys, I say, don't pretend to be your mom at the time of courtship. If you are the lazy type, let the man know. If he still wants, the person that wants you to want you, wait for it. You might be lazy as in the house chores, but smart on how to wait. You get someone, pay the person to do the house chores for God's sake. The important thing is for the house chores to be done. Nobody will give you an award. Like what I did then, Saturdays, some Saturdays, because I've stretched myself Monday to Friday, I need to rest. I look for somebody around. At my level, I know everybody has a level of house work. Yes. I didn't want to leave you. Someone that will come on Saturday, help me watch your clothes. So come back and leave me, clothes as dry, iron for me, clothes I will wear from Sunday to Friday. Keep house, arrange, do everything. My own is to do because I love food, so I don't share my kitchen with anybody except my mother-in-law because I would respect her. She took care of my husband for how many years before I met him. So I allow him. But any other person, just sit down and just sit with me, I'll cook him my kitchen. Okay. So I don't share cooking food with her. Maybe because I love it. But if you don't love it, fine. There are many nice places that you can call. I need the business soup, they don't want
any place.
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I always encourage you. Please don't overstress yourself. My place, they say they didn't have to find this. You don't use suffering. You do chistance type. That's an average in my place. I suffer past the frame at the beginning and then they put up the chistance type. You want to outsource. When you feel you need meat, please take those children to your grandma or your sister. Rest if it's 1 week, you deserve it. Because if you don't do good, you will not have the energy to take care of those children. The one you can outsource, if at your level now you just someone that can wash it, why the person washing two other things? You must not do everything. Then housework will not finish the day. Housework does not finish one day. From Monday to, you see some women, you go to them by 6 o'clock, they see the door. Tomorrow now, you now say this way. And the great attitude you are losing ladies in their mid, this is now 40s, 50s, it's a lot of stress. Let's tell ourselves the truth. The woman will come from work, she's entering the kitchen. Me, my husband don't know that one. As I come back, I get that one. Petty happen. I say, me too, my person. As you stress, or not, as you stress. If not bread, we'll chop this, and we'll chop it. Less wise. You don't because you are, no matter what you do, a man that will leave you. No matter what you don't do, a man that will not leave you, will not leave you.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
I always tell people, let God factor, don't be with God factor. Commit God, commit your husband to God. Because no matter how beautiful you are, no woman find pass you outside. And that man they come out outside. I also tell my husband, no matter how handsome you be, one man will handsome pass you and be outside. The way a man can be dated. That's why when they say it's in a man's nature to cheat, and it's falling to me. The reason why I say it's falling to me is that it's not only the man that sees beautiful ladies outside. The woman sees handsome men. And the women are also being posted outside.
Let's tell ourselves the truth.
I was walking at Ojore one day, a chief part, begging me, madam, I just saw you from behind. Somebody me like, as if it's crazy. He said, if I don't, this I go place. If I am a woman that doesn't have self,
it's a shot.
So why do you tell me that it's the man's nature, or you think it's the man's prerogative to cheat? What is good for the good for the
Sometimes
I say women, we are the ones killing ourselves. How something come like they say the woman gave somebody's child to another person. A lot of women will be abusing the woman.
Yes.
For God's sake, have men not brought in somebody's child to the house? Who has killed him? They will not tell the woman, ah, nah, man. Just manage and take up. We are our own problem. Let's start changing our communication. If the man can bring another certain child for you to change, why can't you bring another person for you?
Hey!
When we change our mentality, some things that men do and get away with it, if you stop.
That's
right. Some of us will support our brothers that are doing wrong because it's our brother. My brothers know me, and they always say, ah, once their wife supports me, and I leave at it, and I call her and say, come. Because you know, my brother, don't mean to say, I don't know how to do it, because you know, the wife will not want my husband to be a cheat. I will not cheat my brother's wife. So when we have that mentality, start changing our mentality. That if a man can bring it, so why should I be asking for a woman that was? The way the man was tempted to impregnate the woman outside, is the way the lady who was very tempted that another man impregnated her. It's the same thing. So why should we now look at this one better way and look at another one impregnating? Tempting is tempting. Another person in, another person in. To bring a mental health, to bring a mental health. Now go. In law, everything is the court that looks at it. In law, they will tell you that if you can take care of the woman and take care of the child and brought him, also be able to take care of that guy. Sometimes, when we go to court, when we see some judgment, they say they don't bribe the judge. They do not bribe. A lot of Nigerians don't know the law. They look at the culture, they use the culture and want to know what is the law, what is the culture. So, when the judgment they now feel that the judge has been bribed because they don't know. So, that woman that gave birth outside, as long as she's married, she has a right to name the child. If the man outside is not a child, the father took away the court, the child's care of the child welfare is paramount. So, if a man can bring in a child for me to take care, I can also bring in a child for me to take care. So, most times when I see all this thing online and I see women putting other women and saying, why are we doing this? I'm not saying that I'll do this, but I cannot sign someone because my yardstick is different from the other person. What I can endure, someone else can endure. What she can endure, I might not be able to endure. So why should I use my own yardstick in judging someone else? What she's a sense, I might not be a sense here. What I'm a sense, she might not be a sense. So let's stop using our yardstick. And what we think is the normal thing. And bro, what this means is nothing. Is there a Nigeria that will see it as the fit? You will see a, if that's why you see a woman that will say, she's tired of it, she moves another place. It's because she's not seen as the fit. But Nigeria here, you will see some people after the girl, they say they don't want anybody. What kind of man, they don't want to be because they look. I don't want them to decide to see for God's why? Because of the society. If some your brother brings me because see, now what will you tell your brother? You can't. Some of us said yes, we cannot allow brothers to marry. That is why I said that we women are our own problem. And that is why you see a woman that is not happy in her marriage, forcing herself to stay in marriage. Because we feel that Mrs. is a big title that gives us a right to protect. I'm in a woman group, they say, what is your name? I said, Chinelo, not your daughter, not your name, my name. He said, I give you Mrs. I said, I'm Chinelo first, before you talk about it, Mrs. So let's change that mentality. That is why a single mother will not be able to raise her head to society because she feels she doesn't have a man. A widow will not be able to talk because they feel there's no God. Let's start making men know that they are not our God. Let's start making men understand that we ourselves are not important. We are not important because a man is great. We are not important because a woman is great. So when we have that mentality, this is like very good. And we understand ourselves, then we women too. That this man is a beauty in the media that person actually died because the society must have.
Yes. Yes.
They will mock her, that attack and the music minister through her home. They will mock her. Fight. That's why when they say the other thing, fight. And so many women are suffering and dying in silence. Marriage. It's not to get physical beauty. There's a case I'm doing, it's emotional abuse. And we got a little money, not paid for it. Emotional abuse. That's the pain that nobody can do. Physically, yes. Somebody can leave you, go to the hospital, wrong. Emotional, let's say, look at this. And that is why you see some people say that the woman went to the mother to jump into this. Emotional abuse. So let's speak out and we got help.
I don't believe
it's not hard.
I don't care.
Yes, ma'am.
All those packages that you bring, you can take it home.
Oh, you don't want it again.
I don't want it again. You can take it home.
Okay.
Wow. Please, let's put our hands
up. Wow. Please, give us food. Please.
Let's put our hands up. You see?
Because
you
still ask
me first. I take interest in this woman at my church. Because by the grace of God, we both attend the same church.
Wow.
But I just noticed some things in her. And what is the first thing? I noticed that there was a time that she just came up with a girls program by girls needs to be independent. And then to be celebrated. I just saw it on our platform. I was surprised. First time, I haven't come across something like that. A lawyer for that matter come up with something like this. People go ahead. To the extent that then, she was not visiting schools, visiting houses. As in, although I was not present at the program, but I just saw it online. I was moved, I was shocked that.
Yes, we went to empower the girl child to know that she can't be somebody without a man.
The Bible, because I said, go in church, so I'm not really familiar with most things, but I was moved and shocked. So since then, I've been watching her, noting some things in her. Even our marriage was like, wow. There's one testimony that I would not like to give concerning them. Anytime that my husband goes there to work, I'll tell him, I did. And it's about when the man has the one they can be killed because they have hospitality. Drink, they give it. I'm telling you, the husband will say, see this one, Madam, give me. I say, see, you believe you can take out there. Yes, I just tell you, I did. Whenever you go to that, whatever they give, you don't take it. There is love and peace. So, this kind of people are role models that we have to hear from them. They have a lot of experience and we need to learn from them. There is a lot of things. Don't get with their yesterday. Don't see it like, there is a new one down here. Why are you asking me? Don't see that. Look at what they are teaching you because there's a lot of things you have to learn from. A lot of marriage today would not be suspected because of what they have experienced with their family. When they said, mommy, me and daddy, now, no one will be there. Maybe it's a very marriage. You don't want to see the marriage and then you are not ready to take another step that will not make you to explain the same story. What is Ogo Dile Wani? It is not hereditary. You have to lay your own foundation by yourself. So, thank you very much. So, ma'am barrister, I still have a question to ask. Surely you have said it all, but still, there is something that I just to emphasize. There is lots of baby mamas around everywhere now. You can see, waiting out now, baby mama. They will do after the baby mama. Waiting out. They will do, I must do with you. You will do, I must do with you. Whiskey down, all over my father. You this papa, I must marry you. Just don't put like that.
This is the mine.
Since yesterday, I've been telling your mind, you go year after. Only you. I want many women. What are you doing there? You go year after. So, what leads to baby mama? What happened to our women? Why do we have the mentality that no, I have to do it without this man I am? What happened that in a courtship, you are still in a relationship, not even a courtship, was telling you, just get pregnant for me.
woman who was a man 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 who was a man
what you told her was, I want to marry you. I want to marry you. I love you. And then after that, she just got pregnant for you. She then had the child. You just take the child from her and then leave her to herself. To love, what can we do to trust?
Can she claim me?
Can she claim me that? No. Hey, is that making this now?
Physical damage is the head.
This thing is going through a lot of things. Pregnancy. Three months, first one, second one, third one, push in the labor room, and then at the end you say that I'm gonna pay. Ah, pay, oh, yeah, my love. So, what can such lady do? Ah, okay. Well, I need a lot of money. Such lady will not be able to move on because psychologically she has been down. Please, ma, what can such people do? A lot of baby mamas are dying in depression pregnant. A lot of women are dying silently. Depressed. They can't speak out. Because of what? Please, ma'am, what can you do for such person? What should such person do according to God? Please, let's put our hands together for us.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.